Thank you. Mr. President, distinguished delegate, foremost, I would like on behalf of my delegation to congratulate you, Ambassador, on the assumption of the presidency and for the good conduct of the work of the conference. My delegation welcomes the fact that 106 high contracting parties have notified their consent to be bound by the amended Protocol 2, stress the importance of achieving universalization, and urge all states that have not yet done it to accede to amended Protocol 2 to the convention at their nearest convenience. In conformity with the convention and its amended Protocol 2, the Kingdom of Morocco has been providing since 2006 public annual reporting on strengthened rules on the use of mines, booby traps, and other devices. Moroccan authorities are fully engaged on the dissemination of information on the amended Protocol 2 and conducts under clear national legislation in conformity with applicable international rules and techniques mine clearance and rehabilitation within the framework of the national program, aiming to clean up suspected areas and limit the damage caused by unmarked landmines. Moroccan competent authorities take all feasible precautions to protect civilians. As of 30 September 2022, these efforts have enabled the elimination of the threat over an area of 6,027 kilometers after clearance and destruction of 96,818 landmines, including 48% of interpersonal mines and 21,663 explosive remnant of wars. Despite tremendous efforts of Moroccan authorities, my country continued to deplore victims of landmines and ERW incidents. As 30 September 2022, 2,736 victims, including 819 deaths, were recorded in the southern zone of the kingdom. Those tragedies are mainly due to mine and booby traps devices placed by separatist group Polisario. In conformity with the convention and its amended Protocol 2, Morocco is fulfilling its responsibility in a daily basis to clean mines all over its territory and duplicate effort to detect landmines that are not self-destruct nor with a self-desactivation mechanism, placed anarchically in unprotected mine field. Mr. President, the Moroccan Royal Armed Force are playing a key role in raising awareness of civil population on explosive weapons in conjunction with local authorities. In 2021, and despite the COVID pandemic constraint, the Moroccan Red Cross conducted wide awareness campaign and proceeded to a field assessment in coordination with ICRC experts. To conclude, in addition to reporting under Control 2 of the Convention, the Kingdom of Morocco submits annually a National Voluntary Transparency Report under the Interpersonal Landmine Ban Convention and actively participates to review conferences and all preparatory institutional work. In this regard, Morocco continues clearance and destruction of interpersonal and anti-tank mine when reporting to the United Nations system. Thank you, President.